So this is our 20th anniversary for First Night this year. It's a big anniversary. You know, First Night is one of the oldest and largest New Year's Eve celebrations between New York City and Montreal. We draw over 15,000 people to Saratoga Springs annually, and you can come and see 70 different performing artists from music to magic downtown Saratoga Springs in over 20 different venues on New Year's Eve for $15.
So because it's the 20th anniversary, is there anything special this year to commemorate that?
There are a few new things. You know, last year we asked what people wanted and we listened, and a lot of what we got was that people wanted more interactive experiences, more than just music, although the bands certainly are great. So this year we have, for instance, a couple dance troupes for kids that'll get kids up and moving. The Homespun Dancers, the Turtle Clan Dancers, those will be in the Lake Avenue School. And also for dancing, the Arthur Murray Dance Center is going to be offering different dance classes every hour on the hour for people that want to come and try that out. No partner necessary. And then we have a mind arts venue by popular demand with a group hypnotist and tarot card readers and rune readers and a magician. Josh Lozoff is actually one of our magicians, and he's coming in from North Carolina. He is someone that you might have seen on the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and I think he was on the movie Clueless, and he played one of the nephews of the bartenders on Cheers. He had this whole movie career, and then he turned to magic later on in his career, and he's become quite popular all over the country, and he is coming here, so we're really excited about that in that venue.
That sounds a little bit different than what I think of when I think of First Night. And I think of walking around outside and I think of seeing the different bands at the different venues. But what you just said, making the exhibits more interactive has been a goal. So can you tell me a little bit about maybe how many of these different exhibits are going to actually have this audience participation?
So out of the 70 or so different performances that we have, I would say probably 30 of them, off the top of my head, will involve some kind of audience participation. Now, that's not to say that you can't go and just sit there, you know, and enjoy other people, you know, being hypnotized and going up on stage and doing all sorts of silly hijinks. But, you know, even for the bands, some of our bands really like to talk to the audience. They take audience requests, you know, that sort of thing. We try to focus on involving the whole family. So as you know, kids really don't care about like sitting still and listening to a band. So that's something that's very important when we are programming for a family-friendly event like this.
So there used to be a First Night also in the city of Albany, but now Saratoga Springs, I understand, is the only one in the capital region. So how has this event grown in the past few years?
So about 6 years ago, Saratoga Arts took this over from the YMCA, and it's not so much that it has grown as that it has transformed, I think, to involve more of the downtown district. It used to be more spread out all over Saratoga Springs, and now it's an event that you can easily walk to all of the venues if you wanted to. And of course, CDTA partners with us to provide the bus service around town. You know, I think in general, what's happened is that the community has come on board to support this as the biggest cultural event in the area and as a wonderful celebration for the town, from the 5K road race to the fireworks. We have partners in all walks of the community, from local stores to SPAC, who's sponsoring the fireworks.
And what's the attendance going to look like?
So we have about 10,000 buttons that are for sale, and we come very close to getting rid of all those buttons. But additionally, the tourism draw to downtown Saratoga Springs is upwards of 15,000 people. You know, and we do have some acts that are, you know, free and open to the public. You can go and watch the race. You can watch the fireworks. The young artists performing in the Lifestyles window are free for all. So the entertainment and cultural value that this brings to the city is so much beyond just being able to buy a button and partake in the events. It really benefits the town as a whole.
So what's the benefit of the button then, and then where can people get a hold of one?
So by getting the button, it allows you, it affords you admission to all of our acts that are inside. All of our acts are indoors, of course, except maybe the alpacas who are in the MBT Bank parking lot. So you can get into any of those venues. That we'll have volunteers. Our huge army of volunteers is going to be checking the buttons at each stop, going to the city center to see NRBQ, who's one of our headlining bands, or Circe, or Harold Ford. You need a button to see that sort of thing. And any of the interactive, you know, events, you won't be able to get into see just anything. You might hear it from the street, but if you want to get in and be warm, you need the button. $15, and you can buy them at Price Choppers, at Adirondack Trusts, at Stewart's Shops, at a variety of other locations, and you can find that on our website, which is www.saratoga-arts.org. You can also buy them here, and you can buy them up to the night of. The City Center and Lake Avenue will also be selling buttons. And I think it's also important to know that kids are free, courtesy of GE Kids in Free Days. For every adult that buys a button, one kid, age 12 and under, will get into our events for free with a wristband that's redeemable on the night of.